So we have a cast of characters that are here in the studio. We have Julia Raby, director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, Lucille Heller, Winter County Tourism, and also we have Lydia Hausch, who's with, of course, Becker Isles and Trailers and Camper Super Center in Beloit. All three very involved in Lake Fest that is coming up this Saturday. Lucille thought she was just going to show up and, like, do you ask questions? And I'm like, well, yeah, I kind of have to, but if you have it all scripted out, I'll just turn it over to you. I'll go take a nap. I'll be happy. I that'll work for me. So, yes, Lucille, I'll ask you questions. What would you like me to? No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you. Okay, so who wants to start first? I've got two microphones. Lucille's ready to go. So, Lucille, tell me about what's taking place this Saturday. I'll let you go first.
Okay, we wanted to mention that we're really excited to host Lake Fest and the fireworks this year. In 2019, we started this with the idea brought forth by the camping club, people who had been spending time at the lake, and they offered to help host dueling pianos that year. And we added competitions, and it's on the same day as the fireworks, so it worked out just great with the chamber. So we did not get to do this in 2020, so we did want to make sure everybody knew we were bringing it back this year. And we have a full day of activities. We'll start with a fun run by Glen Elder Lions Club in the morning. I heard the radio this morning said they're registering at 6:30. Okay. And then most of our things happen in the afternoon. By 2 o'clock, the competitions for sand volleyball, horseshoes, and cornhole will start about 2 o'clock. At that time, we do have free water that has been donated by Cunningham's Guarantee State Bank and Central National. So we don't have a lot of our food and things like that happening until about 4 o'clock. But by 4 o'clock, we'll have food trucks, we'll have barbecue, Mexican, Sloppy Joe's, and hot dogs, as well as drinks available. And the beer garden opens at 4 o'clock. Dueling pianos starts at a casual 6 o'clock. I know it took a little longer to get started last year, or 2019, because we were still doing games. So that's a casual 6 o'clock for dueling pianos. Also that evening, we'll be drawing for the camper raffle. And Lydia will be able to tell us a little bit more about that. And, of course, our great fireworks show organized by the Beloit Area Chamber at dark. So we hope you guys will come out for all of these activities.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and I'm glad to have it back after a lot of fun a couple years ago. And then, of course, COVID-19 ruining everything for everyone on Earth, of course, last year in 2020. We'll have music for the fireworks display as well. So tune in 94.1 on Saturday evening at dusk or at dark, and we'll have the patriotic music to go along with the fireworks as well. So now Lucille said, I'm done. No more questions, Wade. Shove it over to Lydia. Lydia's like, fire away. I'm ready for any question you have. All right, what's your life philosophy, Lydia? Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to stay on point, stay on topic. Yes, Lake Fest, lots of different things taking place. Of course, as all of us know, we snap our fingers and it all happens, right? There's nothing to it, right, Lydia? It's just really
nothing.
Simple. It's just
simple.
Turnkey.
It's a breeze.
It's just like you start your car. It almost always will start and you're fine, no problems. Yeah. Tell us about what's taking place. Of course, Lucille talked about the events, but you'll give, I'm sure, a little bit more detailed information about what's taking place as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited because we have a huge camper raffle, if you guys haven't heard about it yet. So basically, we're only selling up to 250 tickets, and somebody is going to have a chance to buy a brand new Keystone Hideout camper for their $100 donation ticket. So we're really excited. Becker Autos and Trailers has teamed up with the Conicultural Association, and the proceeds from that do go towards the Wakanda Cultural Association for lake improvements. But listen here, we're only selling 250 tickets, or they're only $100 each. So somebody, this is better than the lottery. The odds are amazing.
Well, so, one in 250, I can do that math.
Yeah. So you don't want to miss that out. And then we've had a lot of people, I don't know if I want a camper, you know, whatever that way. Well, hey, you don't want a camper, we're going to write you a $10,000 check instead. So now there's no reason not to buy your $100
ticket.
Okay,
now hold on a second. I got to stop you because I've been thinking about this here. So what's the camper worth?
The camper is worth, about $17,000.
So wouldn't you be better saying, thanks for the $10,000 check, but I'll keep the camper, and then I'll just go ahead and sell it on my own and sell it for $15,000 or something and make
more
than
$10,000? Yeah, but if you don't want to mess with it, I would gladly buy
it back. Okay, yeah, right. I'm going to say, I'm sitting here going, hello, I'm going to do the math here. Even if I don't want a camper, I could probably sell it for more than the $10,000. So,
yeah, you definitely could. Yeah, you're crazy not to choose the camper.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, just in case, if you want to take the easy way out, we'll let you.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, and that makes sense because it would make it easier for you if you don't want to hassle with it or try to sell it. And some people don't like to do that, you know. And some people love to sell everything. Yeah. Anything that's inside their house. They have it all over the place.
Yeah.
But so now here's the thing, though. The odds, you said 1 in 250.
Max.
Yeah, right. But if, let's say, 230 tickets are sold and there's 20 and you don't sell the last 20, it's 1 in 230.
Exactly.
Even better
yeah.
chances.
Yeah. I think there's only about 150 sold right now. So your chances are amazing.
1 in 150 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So definitely want to get out there and buy. And then just a reminder, too, for you guys, the event that day is awesome at Glen Elder State Park, the Wakanda Lake Fest put together by the Cultural Association and the help from the Chamber for the fireworks. It's just an awesome event, a huge event for our area. A reminder to now hurry up and get pre-signed up for the competition. Like Lucille was talking about, the sand volleyball, the horseshoes. The day is going to be awesome. We have activities for the kids. You know, the beer garden opens at 4, and then we got food to feed you. So, you know.
That's important. I know the first year we did it a couple of years ago, I was really hungry, and I had to do it. I was doing a remote. We were out there for a while, and the food was, like, set up, and then all of a sudden I was done. I was ready to go eat, and I was like, where's the food? It was all gone. And so I know you guys have made adjustments on that. That's very important not to run out of food. So we've got more options and more food, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good to me.
We did get to add three locations for food, or three options for food. And then I did forget to mention shaved ice and cotton candy. So if you have a sweet tooth out there, we'll be able to do that too. And I do, as Wakanda Cultural Association chairman, I want to mention how much this means to all of us that are working for events and improvements at the lake. Because we're a 501c3, we are able to receive donations and apply for grants for improvements out at the lake. So the visitor center, the replica, other things that we're working on, being able to purchase our own tent and perhaps in the future have a larger open air building or something for people to have events. Those are some of our goals. And so when you're helping with this event, or donating to this event, you're helping with lots of options at our state park.
For people who don't understand the dueling piano thing, that's not Lydia Lucille battling Julia head to head in a piano concert. That's not it, right? It's something. It's something. Something else. That was a blast a couple of years ago.
They're so much fun. It's interactive with the crowd. It's a fun time, and even if you just want to come out and watch the pianos, that's a full night's event. Mm-hmm. So it's not your classical piano. They're sitting there, they make up their own words to the songs and go with the crowd, and they actually duel each other, so it's pretty sweet.
They'll play request and everything else, and then it was fun how they were able to get the people to get all fired up in regards to their school pride versus one another and things like that, or K-State versus KU, Broncos versus Chiefs or something like that. Now, we have all that taking... Now, let me turn that down because that's making a lot of noise. And so that's what's taking place during the day. And then we cap it off with the fireworks, Julia.
Absolutely. Yep. The Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce took over the fireworks about 3 years ago. And so we were excited the first year that we were in... responsible for the fireworks out at the lake, that Lake Fest began in 2019. So we really missed out on that last year, that stupid thing we won't talk about anymore. But this year, Lake Fest is back, and you don't want to miss it. The exciting part about the fireworks is we are able to have this show right at the lake, and the Glen Elder State Park is a great partner for this show, has been many years going. What's cool recently is we have local shooters. So Chad Lackey is one of our Beloit police officers, and him and his crew shot us our show off last year, and they're going to be back this year. And so that you'll see some caution tape out there at the state park. They set up all day long, so they have a big job that they do. They get us all set up, and then at dark, that is when the fireworks will go off. And we have a great show this year. Our main sponsors, Katy Country 94 and Cunningham Telephone and Cable, kick us off as our champion sponsors, and we have Lots of other sponsors as well. And we're super thankful for them. We're giving them shout outs on social media. And we're also going to have that listed in the Beloit call as well when the event is over. So we really appreciate your sponsorship. We're still taking donations up through the end of the week. And then we will just celebrate all together on Saturday night, July 3rd.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a really, there's something for basically everybody. I don't like running, so I'm going to skip the 7 a.m. run. fishing might be more my thing, sitting in a boat trying to fish or something. But they have a fishing tournament coming up on Saturday morning, too, that Scott Waters sent us. So that'll be fun. If you don't want to run, you want to fish. And of course, you talked about the different competitions, which it's fun to watch that because it can get kind of competitive in a good way. And then, of course, the beer garden, the food trucks there at 4 o'clock. Now, in order to attend, did they have to have a park pass or have to have the in their windows of their vehicles? We know all that.
Yes. What we did in 2019 was day passes were offered at the gates. Our state park is one of the few state parks that actually has two entrances, so there will be people selling the day passes. If you have your state park pass for the year, though, it's free entry. And be sure to notice, we put a map on the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook page that helps those of you that haven't been in the park a lot. Osage area is on the east side of the park. There's one driveway into it. The parking is on the grassy area just north of where the tents will be. So watch for the parking signs and don't be afraid to drive into the grassy area because that will take you straight over to the tent area. We want people to be comfortable because part of the road past the Lake Fest tents will be closed. So you can sure check out our site for more information on that. And we are trying to keep most of our events for the Wakanda Cultural Association as free events at the park. So all you need is a park pass.
Yeah, bring a lawn chair and whatever it may be, or your outfit to play sand volleyball, whatever it may be as well, and have a good time there at Lake Fest coming up on Saturday. Events going on all day long. All right, anything else to add before we let any of you guys go?
One group that we really want to thank is our state park staff, mm-hmm. because what we're trying to do out here at our local lake for local people and for visitors is to offer more opportunities and better our park. So we really want to thank Tyler Blesher, our state park manager, and all of his staff that help with this event and other special events that we're having through the year.
Absolutely. And Lydia, if somebody still wants to get one of those chances for the camper to decrease the odds of me winning when I buy one, how does that work?
Sure. They're still selling tickets today. You can just call us at Becker Autos and Trailers, 534-1227, and we can actually sell you that ticket right over the phone, or you can stop in and get your chances to win. But when they're gone, they're gone. So max of 250, probably a few less. So definitely don't miss it.
Fantastic. All right, Julie, anything to add before we let everybody go? I'll leave you the last word.
Just excited about this event and invite you all to join us out at Glen Elder State Park on July 3rd.
Hey, I like the shirt, Lucille. She's sporting the Lake Fest shirt from 2019.
Vintage.
What's the color? Do we have a color for this year, for 2021?
Yeah. We're super excited. We have red shirts that are tie-dye. Yes.
Perfect.
So. And there will be shirts for sale at the state park. We're getting delivery on some of our shirts Thursday night. So if you already ordered, we'll be passing those out the best we can on Friday. But you'll also have your shirt waiting for you at the state park.
Awesome.
Super excited.
Fantastic.
Come on out.
Thank you, Lucille. Thank you, Lydia. Thank you, Julia. 8:05 is our time. 70 Degrees Lake Fest. Coming up this Saturday starts at 7 a.m. and goes all day long and into the night, concluding with the fireworks.